92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. In the studio, we have Paige and Brandy from A-Hope. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And we also have another little furry friend on a Frisky Friday.
Yes, absolutely. We have Armani with us today. So we're here. We have a Persian cat case, and Armani is our calico Persian that we have in care right now.
That is an adorable face.
She has we call it the bleep tongue, where she kind of has a tongue out all the time, the little rolled up tongue, mm-hmm. whenever you're looking at her, because they have breathing issues. So, these particular cats do. So, because of the situation they were in.
So how old?
I'm pretty sure we've been estimating ages based on medical records and kind of, you know, the regular teeth documentation such. I think she's around 3 or 4, this one is. She's still pretty young. She's really sweet. They're all very docile mm-hmm. cats. They have different personalities, but they're all very docile, especially coming from the situation that they were in. So she's great, though. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's just sitting there kind of taking in the studio and looking around a little bit, kind of curious.
And we'll share a picture of her in the studio later on today. Brandy's good at that.
Yes. Yes. She's a sweet girl. She has some breathing issues. She came from a local hoarding case that we just worked in Pensacola, on the west side of Pensacola. A couple of organizations had to step in and help out the cats because they were left behind by somebody who went to prison for 5 years.
A breeder.
So, yeah.
He was a breeder.
A licensed breeder.
Yes.
Yeah. He was a licensed breeder. And he went to prison for 5 years, and his brother had to come into town, and he had asked his brother to help take care of getting the cats into placement into different places so they weren't left in the house without any care. But the house was already in horrendous conditions. It was hard for us to breathe inside the house.
Oh, wow.
We had to take multiple breaks, even though we were wearing PPE the whole time that we were in the house. Mask and everything, and we still had to take breaks and go outside because it was hard to breathe. So as you can imagine, they had 35 living cats in the house and 3 dogs, all of which had the flat face, the brachycephalic, the word always, it's difficult to state for me. But anyways, they have the smushed faces in. So the French bulldogs and the Persians all have the smushed faces in. And it was hard for us to breathe. I can't imagine what it was like for them, which they struggled due to their anatomy in the first place. So, but the brother was just trying to distribute the cats anywhere that would take them to get them out to where they needed to go and get them out of the house, of course, because he couldn't even stay there. He thought he was going to come into town and kind of stay at the house, take care of the cats, get them distributed. But when he got there, I mean, it was a human shouldn't be living in that house. Fecal matter everywhere. I mean, it was, ammonia smell was horrible. Windows were bashed in. So it was really, really, really bad. So we talked to the brother, and he was already tired of trying to drive around and give these cats away to different places. And so we told him, look, I don't know how many are left, but we'll take whatever's left and we'll help get them better. Because this is kind of our bread and butter. This is what we do, is we work cases like this. To help, we usually help the owners and caretakers take care of their animals. Like, we help get them up to medical standards, the basic spay neuter vaccinations and such, and we help them maintain and keep their animals. But in this case, it wasn't an option. So whenever we got there, we weren't really expecting to take the animals. We were expecting to try to help whatever needed to happen. But I got there on a Friday morning. I was mortified, and I called our team and I just said, plans have changed, we're taking everything that's left, and so let's get set up. And so our volunteer team got together and set up stations to accept these cats in. I didn't even mention anything about the breed, because honestly I didn't know what I was walking into. I just knew that the situation was happening. This is our first full Persian cat case. I mean, I've had, you know, like worked with other organizations on like all border collies, or, you know, all just, you know, random types of cats in the house or whatever. So I didn't tell the team even. I just said, we've got a bunch of cats coming in, and get ready because they've got to get out of this house because the brother actually had to fly. It was a Friday that I was there. He was flying back home on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So they would have been just left in the house because he didn't have a plan for them. So we went and took them. We thought there was 14 whenever we were headed there. He told us there's probably 16 because he found two more. And then when we got there, we photographed 20 that morning, and that night we caught 21.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, that's kind of how it worked out. So, and we have not any real young ones, but all very medically needy cats that came into care, all older. A bunch of them need major dentals. A few of them were already spayed or neutered, but it seems like those were the most medically needy, actually. And it was obvious that the breeder was trying to stop a genetic line. So we have like one with that might need a nucleation removed. We have some genetic deformities, like a tooth growing out of the roof of the mouth, misalignments. Persians have specific lines that are marketed as better. So there's obvious eye color differences as the inbreeding got a little bit further down the line that he must not have liked, because it's actually the younger ones that are actually spayed or neutered. The older ones, the breeders are not. So it's obvious what was going on. I think the part that bothers me the most about this whole situation, because like I said, we're used to working these situations. We always have a plan. We're very organized about it. What bothers me the most is finding out the people who knew that there must have been something wrong, mm-hmm. and did not report it. So,
Who should they have reported it to?
Definitely animal control, doing a regular welfare check. You know, whenever you see these animals coming in, and you see what situation that they're in, like the vet's office that got to see multiple cats, and it's documented all of these medical illnesses that these cats were being seen for over and over and over again on these reports, mm-hmm. and within weeks of each other, and them stating, oh, those cats were in terrible condition. I can't imagine what their house must have looked like. Like, at what point would you have said, hey, let me get a welfare check? And all I can believe, because I try to believe, you know, good in people, is that they thought maybe they were being overbearing, or maybe their standards were too high or something. And also the fear of creating that welfare check, putting your name on paper and stating, I'm the one concerned, and this owner is going to find out that I asked for a welfare check. But I just think, I wish people would look past that. I always tell people, hey, use my name. Call a welfare check and give them my name. You know, Brandy Winkleman sent me over here to check this. Doesn't bother me at all.
Mm-hmm.
So what bothers me is walking into a situation that I feel like could have been identified much, much sooner. Yeah. That human shouldn't have been living in that condition. So those multiple welfare checks would have helped that human not live there. There was multiple medications around the house, human medications that, you know, obviously contributed to his current situation. He needed help. And somewhere along the way, people just kept passing the buck or thinking, I'm not going to say anything, or I don't know, if it's fear or whatever it was.
So. Yeah, it's just like we say with humans, you know, in multiple different circumstances, if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has to speak up without fear for retribution or that type of thing.
I'm more fearful of walking into a house like I did and finding out that there's animals just dead everywhere.
The situation you have to respond to.
Yeah, so why not step in ahead of time? I mean, and also the other aspect is whenever people hear a licensed breeder, like, what does that mean necessarily?
Mm-hmm.
That they paid for a certificate, that they joined an association, that, I mean, what does that mean? So these are things that I think people should be really thinking about ahead of time before the fear.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499, with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months, or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Beatmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, bring the family for another free Cinema in the Sand movie at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and blankets and enjoy Inside Out, beginning at sunset. See visitpensacolabeach.com for more info. Saturday morning, join the team at EcoClean Marine and Oceanic Global for a beach cleanup beginning at 8. Meet at the boardwalk. All supplies will be provided. See eventbrite.com to sign up. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the unbelievable game that Shohei Ohtani had. We also talked about Kamala Harris's comments about gun ownership and being willing to shoot an intruder that comes into her house with Oprah. A new study showing that if you drink 3 cups of coffee a day, it's really good for your heart health. We discussed the fire fees in Santa Rosa County with Representative Alex Andrade. And a great wrap talking about shade meetings, transparency, and how government should function. You can listen to all of those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to ask any questions today. We have Paige and Brandy from A-Hope in the studio with us, and we also have Armani.
Yes. And, you know, and before the break, I was talking a lot about the licensed breeders and the oversight and everything. You know, our organization is the animal advocacy and welfare organization. So our primary focus is helping the humans, because the animals can't do what they need to do without the humans. The domesticated animals, of course, wildlife is wild, leave it. But our goal is not to... We never want to take animals from people because there's not enough homes in the first place. So we don't want them to end up in shelters or end up in care and take the place of another animal already there. I'm not against breeders. We are not against breeders. Whenever I mention that they're a licensed breeder, because people think if they're not a backyard breeder without a license, then that's a problem, versus if they have a license, there's just not enough oversight. And don't let that be something that deters you from reporting something that might be off. Because a license just means I paid for something to be official. Mm-hmm. There are good breeders. The good breeders are good about keeping strong genetic lines with good temperaments, not breeding for some sort of abnormal
characteristic type. Thing.
No, like anatomy. Anatomy. Yeah. Right. I mean, I hate these animals that have to breed like this in the first place, but, breeding for the right things and then always taking their animals back, making sure that they're fixed before they're selling them to people, microchipping them, just making sure that they're doing the right things, that they're being responsible and ethical breeders. So we are definitely not against it. We're against,
Backyard
breeders for sure, and people just being afraid of reporting something because it ends up like this. And right now we're going through all of these animals. They're just starting to breathe better. As you could hear her today, she's snoring in here. She sounds like she's clogged up all the time. So that's a problem, and it hurts the animals. It hurts the people. Like I said, he was living in terrible conditions. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely awful.
So does Armani have any current medical issues?
Just right now, she basically has an upper respiratory infection, which is going to be normal right now with all the ammonia they were breathing. It was awful. But it sounds so much better now. They're doing so much better. As you can see, she's completely shaved down except for her head. Mm-hmm. They all had fecal matter impacted all in their coats super bad. So they're completely shaved down. So they're not the beautiful, luxurious, fluffy Persians right now and exotic short hairs that we have.
Yeah.
But they will be.
They will be.
They absolutely will be. They're being cared for. They're being brushed.
I think she's adorable the way she looks.
I was just saying that's the first one in our care that's been big enough and had long enough hair for me to put a tiny bow in her hair. So I was like, oh my God, we have to put a bow in her hair. So she looks fabulous. She's holding on to it fabulously. I think that Persians and exotic short hairs should be accustomed to grooming, and because they need it so often. They take such high amounts of care. They are not an easy breed. They need daily brushing, eye wipes, teeth brushed like always. They have very different needs. So whenever the applications open for these cats, we will be obviously prioritizing people who know about Persians and exotic short hairs and people who have had them before, done their research, because adopting just because they're cheap or just because they're in rescue should not be why you're taking in one of these cats. They are fabulous. They're very docile. I've never seen a cat more docile, especially after chasing them through a house to try to get them into a carrier and still not even lunging or biting or attacking or anything. It's just their temperament. They're fantastic cats. But when their applications open, we will be going through a ton of them. We have a ton already in on the wait list. So we'll be definitely looking for experienced Persian exotic short hair owners to place them into good homes for the rest of their lives so they can have a better, new, fresh start.
Can people see Armani online, or is it better to come in? And
nope. 100% of our animals are always kept online. Mm-hmm. From the moment that they come in, we want them to see every couple of weeks how they update. We update their weights and their photos so you can see their progress. We want you to know that they're in our care. We want you to be able to see them any given time. So if you ever see like a gross cat on our website, I promise you it just came in and we're working on it. But we want you to understand they don't come in excellent, easy, healthy, young, sweet, fun, whatever. They're not with us because of that. They're with us because they needed us, and we didn't have the option of just, you know, putting them into another home and being like, you're good to go. So we focus on this. This is, like I said, this is our bread and butter. We have 21 of them in our care right now. So people be patient. Their applications will open soon. Trust me, we do not want to keep them in care forever. We are not a sanctuary. And we're just trying to get them up to health to where they can go into a great forever home.
Absolutely.
And I was just going to say, and to look at all of them, please go to our website, ahope4src.com, coming soon. You will see all the pictures of all the Persians and exotic short hairs and anything else that we have in care right now.
Which we do have a couple extra kittens right now that are still available right now that are freaking adorable and tiny, and you know, they're amazing. Yeah. So yeah, definitely go check that out on our website.
And before we run out of time, do we have a minute?
We have about 10 seconds till the break.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll wait after the break. I want to share some updates on our spay-neuter clinic.
Okay. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
It's trade-in month at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, notions, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Update your machine and save up to 25% with your trade-in during the month of September. Financing is available. Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
What's up, Florida State? How you do it is equally as important.
Mike Norvell and Florida State host the California Golden Bears this Saturday for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
California versus FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
What's up, Florida State?
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
All right, now, it is all right.
This Tuesday, Crosstown takes the stage, playing a little bit of everything, including classic rock, blues, and everything in between. It's Bands on the Beach, this Tuesday night at 7 with Crosstown.
Join the International Paper Foundation on the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 10. Communications Manager Whitney Fike will be here to talk about the 2024 International Paper Foundation grants. $57,000 will be given out to area nonprofits. They will also discuss their signature causes and recent community involvement activities. That's Monday at 10 with International Paper and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be our guest on the show today. We have the team from A-Hope in the studio, and we also have our frisky friend, Armani.
Before we run out of time, we have to do an update on the A-Hope spay-neuter clinic, our affordable alternative to help everyone be able to provide basic care, spay-neuter, rabies, vaccines, microchips, coming to 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton. So, guys, you have to check out our Instagram and our Facebook page later this afternoon, because we're going to do an update, and you will not believe the progress. We have all the exterior walls. We have walls. We have a roof. We've got you can see the windows where the doors are. The interior walls will be going in next week. And we have to give a huge shout out to Mathis Electric Supply.
Yay, Mathis. Because
they are going to donate all of our electrical supplies, materials needed for the electrician to run the wiring in the building. And we are so appreciative. That will help us tremendously to stretch our loan. And you can still donate. We still need donations. If 1,000 people gave $25 each, guess what? We'd cover the rest of the expenses outside of the basic building loan that we have. So please remember, this is for our community, and it's going to be a game changer. So keep up with our Facebook page and our Instagram to see all of the progress, and be proud, because this is going to be for you.
We have about 30 seconds left. Does A-Hope have any like a wish list out there that people can donate?
Oh, sure, of course. We always have a wish list available. It's primarily for our animals in care. But yes, there are things for the clinic as well. So yeah, so just keep an eye out for that. Again, on our website, Facebook, and Instagram.
Perfect. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you
for having us.